What are the most popular and least popular apps in China? In China, two of the most popular apps are WeChat and Taobao. These days, it's almost impossible to live a normal life if you don't have a smartphone with the WeChat app. We use it for all kinds of things in our daily lives, such as sending messages, making payments, installing other apps, sharing photos and videos, and playing mobile games. Everybody I know uses it, and our lives would be much more inconvenient without it. Taobao, which is an online marketplace, is also hugely popular across China, especially since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. With so many shops being shut for long periods, online shopping has been one of the only ways for people to buy things such as clothes, electronics, and many other consumer products. There are many apps in China that are not at all popular, even though they are widely used in most other countries around the world. Social media apps like Facebook and Instagram are not available to Chinese netizens unless they have a VPN, nor are most apps made by Google, such as YouTube. Many popular online gaming apps are also banned, including Fortnite and Pokemon Go. What's the difference between the internet and television? Although television and the internet can both be used as a source of entertainment and information, they are very different types of media. On normal television in China, there is a fixed schedule, so if you want to watch the news or your favorite drama, you have to wait for the right time. If you are late getting home, you'll miss the show with no way of watching it later on. The internet, on the other hand, is much more flexible, and there are no fixed schedules for watching most things. You can open an app such as Tencent Video and search what you want to watch at any time, day or night. In addition, when you watch something on the internet, you can pause it whenever you need to, whereas this is not possible when watching regular television. Why do people like to read the news on the internet instead of on TV? In my opinion, reading the news on the internet is much more convenient than watching news on television. In China, the news is on TV at fixed times of every day, so you have to wait until those times to find out what's happening in the world. Furthermore, the news in China is usually censored, so we often only hear limited information about many interesting topics. Online, in contrast, there is a wide choice of news organizations to choose from. If we don't like the style of news on one website or app, we can find news from another one. Additionally, news on the internet is available 24 hours a day. We can access the news whenever we want, and because it's available on our phones, we don't even need to be at home to read it. What kinds of people would still go to the library to read and study? If you go to any library in China, you will see many people of all ages reading and studying. It is hard to say exactly what kinds of people usually go to the library to study, but most of them share either a love of books or a desire to do well in school or university. Some of the people you can see in libraries are there because their hobby is reading, while some others go just to keep warm in the winter or to escape the hordes of people and traffic in the outside world. Most people in libraries are quite quiet and polite, so it's a great place to study before an important exam. Not only is it quiet and peaceful, but many libraries also have tables and chairs for the public to use, and some even have free internet access. Besides, there is a wide variety of fiction and non-fiction books to read, some of which are impossible to find in bookshops or anywhere else.